Center. Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music. Kawhi has repossessed the inventory of a large Florida piano dealer and has asked Lacefield Music to facilitate the emergency liquidation of every piano immediately. Every piano will be sold at rock bottom prices. In addition to the repossessed Kawhi pianos, choose from pre-owned Yamaha, Steinway, Baldwin, Clavinova, and many, many more, all in one place and all at unbelievable prices. Over 100 pianos to choose from. New baby grands under $59.99. New Kawhis under $800. Used pianos under $299. It's hot in Florida, but not as hot as the prices on the pianos Kawhi is bringing to the St. Charles Convention Center this weekend only. Don't miss the biggest piano sale of the year. Call 636-352-1144. 636-352-1144. Sale starts this Friday through Sunday at the St. Charles Convention Center. Over 100 pianos to choose from. Don't miss it.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you, which is good because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right. R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
For a limited time at 7-Eleven, when you get a big gulp for 79 cents, you'll get a free Redbox movie rental. While supplies last, subject to additional terms. Charges apply for additional nights.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
hot beef injection.
Oh, nothing so better. Nothing better, ladies.
We're about to get Vineyard Playhouse on the air.
Afternoon, welcome to the August 24th edition of Vineyard Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. This is one of the advertisers that has been with us maybe like the second or third longest running advertiser we have, 19, 20 years. Thompson Price, they have a beautiful showroom in De Pere. We will tell you exactly where it is if you're even thinking about remote. I snorted.
Yeah, you did. I don't even know why.
Right. I don't know where that came from.
That was right.
Can you play that back, Dion?
Can you play it so I can hear? Yeah. Hey! What it sounded like. Stop the music for a second. You never sound to yourself the way other people hear you. So what did that come through as when I did that? You can.
Wow, man.
Terrible.
That was like right after a word, too. Like there wasn't enough time for you to suck in, air to do it.
There is something
wrong. What I want to do is tell you about
You notice what we do here now is so that before either the other two can jump one of us, we admit right away, I snorted.
Yes.
Because if I don't, you guys would jump right on it.
I was just about to say, where did that come from?
I'm stepping right up and admitting it was me. But here's the good news. By the time we edit it out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, nobody will hear it. Never hear it. All right, back to the music. And let's see. Taya, our sponsor, Thompson Price. I said that.
Taya.
I had that out too. Let's do a round of introductions. At the control board, it's Eon, the peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, that would be a good time to call Mark and Jason, and they can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. Mm-hmm. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
I've never known a guy to get so much pleasure as Dan out of everything. And it's not just a momentary, it lingers. He just keeps laughing.
Oh, man.
You say, who are you talking about? I'm talking about Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Oh, see. All right. I know I did it. I said, I don't know why. I don't have a cold or anything.
I know.
It's the John Londoff syndrome.
Well, you did have rubbing off White Castle today. You hadn't had that in a long time.
It was almost like
some mouth gas.
Let me make it clear. I had the meat and the cheese. I didn't eat the bread. Okay.
I'm not
backsliding. I don't want those 42-inch waist pants back. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Rad Boy says he does that every once in a while. It usually means he's got a piece of what lodged in
cheese.
Cheese lodged in his throat. That makes sense. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Oh, yeah. That terrific joke that we've been telling for at least 20 years. And I think it's been long enough. Somebody sent me an email, asked for it, and I thought, okay, it's been long enough. It's a Hall of Fame joke. It really is. So stick around. That's coming up. Brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. I can't think of but maybe one or two other advertisers who've been with us longer than Thompson Price. We appreciate that. If you'd like to see a little bit of what they can do, small sample, you need to go see their showroom. It's in De Pere. You say, where's De Pere? Well, it's easy. If you can find 270 in Manchester, and you know you can, go east from 270 on Manchester. It's about a quarter mile on the left as you're going east. And you'll see some possibilities, examples. The problem is if they were to build a showroom that showed you all the possibilities, it'd be like five times the size of the dome. It would be impossible because you'll take some of their ideas, some of your ideas, some ideas from, and women like to come in with these magazines, Better Homes and Garden, and then they see something in there. Take it in there. They can do it. They can do it and probably something better. They've been doing this a long time, 30-some-odd years. And Thompson Price is a person's name and a business name. And I stress whether you talk to one or two or five companies, we'll never say, don't talk to anybody else. I think it's good that you get bids and talk to other companies, because then you'll realize just how professional and how thorough these people are. Because the other companies you talk to may even in some cases have as good a price, maybe a cheaper price. If it's a lot cheaper, be careful. There's a reason it's a lot cheaper. But what they won't have for you is the thorough process that Thompson Price will put you through, because it's necessary if you want the end result to be the perfect kitchen or bathroom. It can't possibly come out that way unless they ask you certain questions, unless they go over certain things with you. And they'll do all that. And it'll be worth every minute you spend with them and every dollar you pay. For many, many, many years, you will say that was money well spent with Thompson Price. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you talk to. Then you'll know you have included the right people. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Our golf tournament is the 23rd of September, 4 weeks from this coming Friday. I have no idea how many people have signed up. I don't want to know, because if it's not enough, then I'll get all bummed out. And if we were sold out, they'll let me know that. The fact that they haven't let me know that tells me we're not sold out yet. It's $100 per player. All the information is at KTRS.com. It's $100 per person. Normandy Golf Club. I don't know where that is. I don't know anything about it. I just know that this is for backstoppers, and that's all that matters to me. And because of that, I have asked that we not waste a lot of money on a lot of expensive stuff to give golfers. You will have a nice lunch. You will have some, at the end of the round, about 6 o'clock, some hors d'oeuvres. We'll announce some winners. And you're just going to be mingling all day with a lot of AM and the PM people and some of our terrific advertisers. Be a good day. Let's just ask the man upstairs to not let it rain. Maybe a little light shower. We can deal with that. Friday, the 23rd of September. I hope to see you there. And we still stand at $1,500 as the high bid to be the fourth in our foursome. The foursome would be me, Peon, Dan, and you. Ladies, let me check. Do we have a bid from any women?
No, we don't.
No, we don't. What do you know? Wouldn't it be nice to have a lady as the fourth in our foursome to spend 18 holes? Can you imagine the thrill for her?
Oh, my goodness.
Telling all her girlfriends, you won't believe the three hunks that I played
for. Oh, yeah.
A fantasy come true is what that would be. So check it out, KTRS.com. This past weekend, we babysat my 3-year-old grandson. One of the great things about having kids, and now grandkids, is, and I really enjoyed this part of having kids, was the things that happen, things they get into, little accidents, missteps, things that at the time were kind of infuriating or embarrassing, but they make for great stories. And we had one of the first ones with him this past weekend. Now, my wife and I let him sleep in the bedroom with us on a mattress, a little twin mattress on the floor by the bed. And that works out real well. He sleeps through the night.
He probably likes that, too.
Oh,
it's
he
like
does.
Camping
oh,
or something
it is like camping. He does like it. About 8 o'clock in the morning, because we'd stayed up a little too late, and he had to. He should have been in bed earlier. About 8 o'clock, I hear something that sounds like this. And I looked over. He's not on the mattress. Now, there's that bolt-out-of-bed panic. Oh, no. And I walked through, and I called him. Carson. I couldn't know where it was coming from. And I went back, and in the bathroom that's next to the bedroom, there he sits on the toilet with his little pajama pants down. He's sitting on the toilet, and he's kind of crying. The other thing I notice immediately is that next to him, because right next to the commode is a sort of ledge that's more like a half ledge, is the most gigantic pile of toilet paper I've ever seen. I know it was probably one whole roll that he had just pulled, but when you take it off the roll and stack it up, it's huge, and it's just piled up. And he's still, and I said, hey, buddy, I said, are you okay?
No.
And I thought he was sick. I said, is something hurt?
No. I'm sorry.
I said, well, not to be sorry. It's okay if you didn't know how to get the toilet paper off.
Not that.
And then I thought, oh, okay, what's this? So I had him bend forward so I could look down behind him, and in with his chunks of poop is the spring-loaded toilet paper roll holder, that center thing. It's silver, and I can see it in there. Now, here's the dilemma.
Oh.
If you're not careful,
oh, yeah.
You push it back into the hole. You don't want to do that. So you can be this is a delicate maneuver. And then how do you get it? I go in the kitchen and get tongs out of the drawer. No, I did. Out of the drawer.
I would have.
And I'm reaching in there. And, of course, you've got to bump a couple of pieces of poop.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't grasp it because it's slippery. It's metal, and the tongs are metal, so I think this is not working. So I went and got some. Now, I know this is going to seem weird. I own a big box of, like, latex gloves. I use them to wipe the wheels of my car. So I put on these gloves and reached in and pulled out the toilet paper roll tube, metal tube.
Good idea.
Yeah, it worked. And
did you throw the tongs away?
No, I didn't. I took the tongs and the toilet paper tube, and I put on that big old pot you do for corn on the cob, big old pot, and I boiled them. I boiled them sterile.
Did you boil them in bleach or anything, or you just
no water?
Them?
Boiling water is sterile.
Yeah.
If you boil water, I rinsed them off and then I put them in boiling water. So that was our first episode. And he was embarrassed. You know, at three, they get embarrassed. And he felt strange and weird. Like, he thought he was going to be in trouble. He wasn't in trouble. But sometime, because I know it was a whole roll, take a whole roll of toilet paper and then just start pulling and see how big the pile of toilet paper is.
And was it one of those mega rolls?
It must have been. You just can't imagine how much toilet paper they get on a roll until you pull it all off and make one big pile.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's our first.
And he may have done that, and then once he got towards the end, that whole thing probably popped off and maybe did it spring out or did maybe
I don't know it how it got from the thing behind him over his shoulder behind him and down in the boat. I don't know, maybe it did fly out of there. We couldn't figure it out.
You know what though, at least he pooped in the toilet.
Oh no, he's well trained. He does
that's
that.
Good.
He does, he did that at two, just barely over 2 years old. So that was our first episode. All right, this has nothing to do with anything else, but I told you yesterday I had to go, because my wife had this surgery, the spinal fusion, and she asked me to go when I was in the drugstore to fill out a couple of prescriptions to pick up this Colase, C-O-L-A-S-E. I didn't know what it was until the really pretty young pharmacy woman walked me over to the stool softening section, and I knew what it was. And of course, I kind of didn't want to cute girl with me while I'm buying stool softener. And then, of course, you have to make sure they know it's not for you. Yeah, this is what my wife told me to get for her. And then she said, do you want the private store brand or the name brand? And I said, well, tell me if I'm right about this. They're exactly the same thing. She said, identical. And that's the case with DayQuil, NyQuil. If you go to Walgreens and get Walsam, it's the same as Unisom. The sleeping, it's exactly the same thing.
I just bought this stuff called Waltex or Trex, and it's the same thing as Allegra.
Identical.
Yeah, and it's like $5 or $6 cheaper.
Yes, yet there are people who won't buy it because they think it's inferior. Let me tell you something, folks. It's the same exact thing. Buy it. You don't have to buy the name brand. Same thing. This joke takes a while to tell right, so let's get the ladies. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
This takes place on a ship, and it's back in the, 1700s or whenever they fought with swords on ships. And the captain has a crew of 100 men. And they're out to sea, and there's that one crew member who's assigned as the spotter. He's the guy that stands with that brass telescope, and he just scans. And all of a sudden, he stops, and he says, Captain! Pirates! And the captain walks over and says, let me see. He takes this telescope. Sure enough, there's a pirate ship headed their way. He says, how many do you think there are? And the crew member says, Captain, it looks like about the same numbers we have, about 100. He says, all right, get your swords ready. And then he calls for the first mate. First mate, bring me my red shirt. The first mate brings him a red shirt. He changes into it. And here come the pirates, and they pull up, and they board, and they start sword fighting. And the swords are flying. And I know it doesn't sound like many, but it's 200 men. 100 that the captain has, and 100 pirates. And they are slinging and swinging, and blood is flying, and pieces of flesh. And then when it ends, all the pirates are dead. They throw their bodies overboard. And the captain says to a crew member, how many men did we lose? The crew member says, Captain, it looks like we lost about half our men, about 50. We have 50 left. They continue out to sea. And the spotter again takes the telescope. Captain! He says, what now? He says, more pirates! Give me that telescope. He takes a look. Sure enough, another pirate ship. Maybe part of the same gang. He says, oh, man, how many does it look like they have on board? He says, well, again, it looks like about 100. He goes, oh, boy, we're down to 50 men. Get your swords ready. Be brave, men. First mate. Yes, Captain. He says, bring me my red shirt.
again, he changes back into his red shirt that he changed out of before, back into the red shirt, and here come the other pirates, and they jump off and they come on board, and the swords start flying. 100 pirates against the captain and his 50 men. But they are determined not to let these pirates take over the ship. When it all ends, the captain says, "How many men have we lost?" The crew member says, "Captain, we lost 40 of our 50 men. We're down to you and 10 men. Good job, men. They outnumbered us by 100%, yet look who the victors are." And they continue across the sea. About 9 hours later, it's the next morning. The crew member says, "Captain! Pirates!" Captain grabs the telescope and goes, "Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What do we have left?" He says, "We have 10. 10 crew members, Captain. And how many do you think are on that ship? How many pirates?" He says, "Captain, I'm sorry. That looks to be something like 200 pirates. The captain turns and says, "First mate! Oh, you know what? I did it again. I did
it. Mess up?
No, I left out a crucial. All right, here's what we do. No, this is okay. Edit, 3, 2, 1. And then after that second round, that second battle, when they're down to only 10 men, this crew member with a telescope, he says, "Captain, if you don't mind, could I ask a question?" He goes, "Sure, anything." He goes, Why is it you yell for the first mate? "Bring your red shirt. What's that about?" He says, "Well, it's simple." He says, I wear the red shirt so that if I'm injured in battle, my men don't see me bleed. They don't know that their leader is hurt. I don't want them to know that. Red shirt, can't see blood." He says, "Oh, Captain, that's so smart and so brave and so brilliant. Thank you. I've always wondered about that." And then, "Captain!" This is where we pick up with the edit. He says, "Don't tell me more pirates. Let me have that telescope." He looks. He lowers the telescope. He says, "How many men do we have?" He says, "Captain, we're down to 10 men. And how many do you think are on that boat? Unless my eyes deceive me, it looks like at least," he says, "that's right, Captain, at least a couple of hundred against our 10. "First mate! Bring me my brown pants."
Meet me. All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
It's really a rough afternoon driving home now. If you're traveling southbound on 55, you're going to jam up between Imperial Main and Highway M all the way down through Highway Z. Only the left lane is open there. A little bit further south, you've got another accident at Herculaneum McNutt, and that was on the off-ramp, but people are still slowing north of McNutt down through south of there. Then they're working with this accident. It's got the ramp closed on westbound Highway 70 to St. Charles Rock Road. It was an overturned vehicle. Right now, traffic is jammed back to Hanley going westbound. Eastbound drivers are slowing from the Earth City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road. That's also causing northbound 270 to jam up from Dorset in the two right lanes all the way up through Highway 70. Eastbound 270 now, that's pretty normal. We're right at McDonald, and that goes through New Florissant. Got an accident on southbound Highway 170 near Forest Park Parkway. The left lane is blocked, and you're jammed all the way back to St. Charles Rock Road. Baseball traffic coming in. Eastbound 40 slowing from Clarkson through Mason. You're heavy again. Clayton Warson to Big Bend. Westbound 40 drivers jamming up from Compton out through McCausland. You're a little bit slowed down by Boone's Crossing. Southbound 270 stop and go from Olive down through Ladue. And then it's slow pockets all the way from there through Highway 44. This traffic report is brought to you by Mutual Fund Store. Plan to build for a better financial future today with the Mutual Fund Store. Personalized plans for your unique situation with no hidden fees. Start planning for your future today at MutualFundStore.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
intercepted by Missouri. The Tigers have it.
It's a new era for Mizzou football. First-year head coach Barry Odom has his Tigers ready to tear up the SEC.
Wide open Brown. Touchdown, Missouri. And like that, points on the board.
Catch all of the action right here on the Tiger Network.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri.
KTRS.
If your basement's always wet and damp, your foundation is cracked too. Call Woods Basement Systems. We'll fix that basement for you.
If you have a wet basement, foundation, or crawl space problem, you are not alone. Woods Basement Systems has repaired problems like these for 30 years. We raise sunken patios. We straighten bowing basement walls. We seal inefficient dirt crawl spaces and stop leaking basements. We remodel and finish basements too. Call 866-581-1081 for your free estimate today. That's 866-581-1081 or online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Come rain or come shine, call Woods Basement Systems. We are Woods, we fix basements for your peace of mind.
Find us online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
Never paint again. Seriously, who wants to paint anyways? Rhino Shield would love to paint your home, business, or church for the last time. You know, when it's not raining. Water and sun are the two most damaging villains against your home's defense for chipping, cracking, peeling, and rot. Our permanent ceramic coating locks out 100% of the moisture, 90% of the sun's UV rays, and we back it up with a 25-year transferable warranty. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. See why we are rapidly becoming your neighbor's go-to solution for cracks, splits, nail pops, and just bad color schemes. Now's the time to be smart to save time and money. Call 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius.
Don't paint, don't rhino, go Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again, Rhino Shield.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Wednesday. That means you can enjoy an extra large 20-inch one-topping pizza and hot, cheesy garlic bread for $17.50 at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. It's the pizza and garlic cheese bread special every Wednesday at Stefanina's.
Hey, guess what? It's starting to cool down. It's a good time to put some sizzle in your life with a new grill from Suburban Leisure Center. your grill headquarters. Suburban Leisure Center has the signature series top-of-the-line Vision Grills. You can grill traditionally with charcoal, or if you're in a hurry, you can use propane. It's like having two grills in one. Suburban Leisure Center also has Green Mountain Pellet Grills. It just makes sense to use a computer-controlled barbecue. Green Mountain Pellet Grills give you a constant temperature, whatever you set, from 150 degrees to 500 degrees, an essential secret to any culinary success. Set it and forget it. Now you can turn pro in your own backyard. But that's not all. Suburban Leisure Center also has grills from Broil King and MHP. Now that it's becoming more comfortable outside, fire it up with a new grill from Suburban Leisure Center, your grill headquarters, on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Truckers, this summer's the perfect time to switch to Schneider. You know Schneider has led the industry since 1935 and offers the widest variety of career opportunities. And yet, we're still pushing to make the driver experience even better. All new trucks have automated transmissions. We keep expanding our driver mobile app. We're constantly working to maximize driver home time and so much more. Make this the summer you switch to Schneider. Check out everything we're doing for drivers and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hartcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS, the Big 550, where we discuss your money in an easy-to-understand manner. We'll have interesting guests chat about money, the current marketplace, and the wonderful world of investing. Also, listen for my Money Market Wrap-Ups Monday through Friday on the Big 550 a.m. at 4 p.m. That's the Big 550 KTRS at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. It's the end of summer BOGO sale, baby. Buy one, get one from Amazing Siding and Windows. Buy one Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Window, receive a second free. Buy one Infinity from Marvin Door, receive a second one free. Need siding? Pay for two sides, and we'll throw in the other two sides for free. You must schedule with Amazing before school starts back. Call 636-230-5800. On the web, AmazingSEL.com. Previous purchase excluded, restrictions apply. Free product is of equal or lesser value, labor excluded.
Call Amazing Siding, and you'll never paint again.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you going to let me get it? So right.
Southern California, here we come.
Let me go home.
To check in with Mike Evans. I hope you know that his appearance is brought to you by Annie Gunn. Here's what a great husband I am. Monday, surgery. Tuesday, take my wife home, get her settled, run to Annie Gunn's and get her fantastic vegetable soup, chicken noodle soup, beef brisket. This is the kind of husband I am.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. The best of the best. Annie Gunn's. And right next door is the Smokehouse Market. Gift cards are always a good idea. They're both east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. And here from the Coachella Valley, Southern California, is Mike Evans.
Helmet.
How's it going, Holmes?
Four stars.
All right.
Paco's question, Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Owns five dogs and takes them twice a week for a schooling, a grooming, and playtime. Five dogs, twice a week. What does Jennifer Lopez pay to take those five dogs twice a week to their playtime and grooming?
Too much.
For the five dogs, $1,200 a week,
$1,500
a week, $1,700 a week, $2,000 a week. And there you go. Five love nuggets, Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston can't keep their hands off each other. X-rated to the max, even in the grocery over at the Grove, he's grabbing her right by the avocados.
Well, I see what you did there.
Yeah. Katy Perry.
Oh, talking about avocados.
And Orlando Bloom. Apparently getting very tight. At least Orlando, he says he wants to have children with Katy Perry.
Well, he can't. He's a man. He can't have children.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's crazy talk.
odd that Kanye West and wife Kim Kardashian actually spend very, very little time together.
I don't believe that.
They take separate vacations. They run with different friends.
That's a lie.
The only time that you ever see them together is when they call the paparazzi and alert them where they're going to be at a certain place, certain time, have their picture taken, and then they often leave in different cars as well.
Yeah. That's sad. I really wanted them to make it.
I know. Yeah. I had second thoughts about even talking about it because I know how much you love the Kanye.
They can turn it around. Yeah. They can still turn it around.
Poor North.
Yeah.
I know. Goofy Lindsay Lohan. Still wearing that Russian boyfriend's engagement ring while he says it's over, and he'd like to have that $100,000 ring back if he could.
I don't blame him.
Yeah. Paris Jackson, 18 years old. She's as cute as a button, but it looks like she's going to marry that bad boy rocker, Michael Snooty. Michael Jackson has got to be spinning in his grave like a lathe. Just terrible.
Yeah.
Politics. Barbara Streisand has a huge Donald Trump dartboard in her game room at her house.
Yeah.
Insists everybody come in and have a few throws.
Well, I've got to pin the tail on the Streisand at my house.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I like that. I like that, homie. That's what I want. Something funny on my report.
You got it. You got it. That's the sound of her face right there.
All right, man. Early orders say the top Halloween mask will be Trump, president or not. Legal Beagle, no lawyer wants to be associated with what they know as a guilty defendant, which is what Christopher Darden always used to call O.J. Would never call him O.J. or Simpson. He'd always call him the defendant. And that's why almost every one of Bill Cosby's lawyers have now resigned. I don't think that's good. Odds and ends. Vice President Joe Biden has been vacationing in the Hamptons with his family, including Champ, the family German Shepherd. Here's the problem. While he's walking Champ and Champ poops, Biden doesn't pick up the poop.
He's got Secret Service for that.
Apparently they don't pick it up either. Some neighbors took pictures of the dog poop and sent it to the little weekly Hamptons newspaper.
Perfect.
I hate that. That's Vice President Canine Poop right there is what you're looking at.
That's rude.
He's above that.
New York Post headline above the poll, picture of a policeman holding a box with 8 live motherless baby ducklings. Somebody threw on the freeway.
Oh.
Headline screams, lucky ducks.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Is that beautiful?
That is.
Date in history, August 24th, 1989, Pete Rose is permanently banned from baseball.
That won't stick.
Yeah, right. And you probably don't know who Cornelius Stuart is.
Nope.
But on this date, he was granted the patent on his waffle iron. I think waffles have been a very ignored food.
I love them.
I love them.
Oh, me too, man. Belgian waffles. Powdered sugar, pecans, maple syrup. Now you're talking.
Oh. That gives me a woody just thinking about it.
And they hold the syrup better in those little pockets.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I love them.
I love them. Did you also know the first Nike shoe was made from... Yeah.
Yes, waffle iron.
From a waffle iron.
That's right.
That's right. This is really stupid, but I'm going to do it anyway. Ready?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to George Clooney. No, wait a minute. It's happy birthday to Jerry Cooney.
Big difference. Boxer. Yeah. Boxer.
One's a boxer, didn't fight very well in Canada, and one is a pretty boy who has his head up his butt.
Oh.
And finally.
Oh, man.
And perfect timing. And an old professor of mine that ran the radio station at KCFE many years ago, Ted Foss.
What about him?
It's his birthday
today. How do you know that?
I just remembered that his birthday was 20 days after mine.
Yeah, I got an idea, Dan. Next time you tell a story, have a point to it.
Yeah.
Some interest that maybe the listeners, thousands, are turning off the radio right now.
How about this? Next time you tell a story, don't ruin Mike's report.
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm sorry.
Jennifer Lopez, 5 dogs twice a week. She takes them for grooming and for playtime. What does she pay for those 5 dogs each week? $1,200, $1,500, $1,700, $2,000.
I'll go 2 grr.
15.
I'll go in the middle of 17.
Answer, $1,700. Or in other words, $88,400 a year, which is more than a lot of people make in this country.
Wow.
I buy humans.
Oh.
If you're smart and you've got a lawn service or a dog walking, go do it in Beverly Hills. Do it there.
Yeah.
Mike Evans from Southern California, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant, a fantastic restaurant. And the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. Now, not far from there, not that far, Olive 270, that neighborhood, is a Good Feet store. There's another Good Feet store in Shiloh, Illinois, on Green Mountain Road across from Deerberg's. Here's a description of the people who go in there. People who are in pain. And I don't mean an earache. I mean pain, like foot pain, knee pain, like anything that might be radiating from an issue with your feet. You let them take a look at that. Let them try a couple of inserts, arch supports. There's a chance this may be the answer. This may be the relief that you're looking for, and you don't have to turn to painkillers or surgery. A chance. I didn't say every case, but isn't it worth just checking it out? If your feet hurt, one foot hurts, leg, knee, here's what will happen. You go in, you don't need an appointment. You're not going to be there that long, 30, 45 minutes. Probably you're going to take your shoes off. Not socks, just shoes. They'll do a quick imprint. You step on a thing. They're going to ask you before that what hurts and how does it hurt. Describe it. And if right there in the store you get up and walk around with your own shoes on with an insert and you go, my goodness, this is unbelievable. Yes, I can feel the difference. Boom, there you go. You're in the right place. Again, you do not need an appointment. Walk right in. Sit right down. Baby, let your mind roll on. That was a song from the 60s. On Olive, west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Green Mountain Road across from Deerberg's, you can always go to goodfeetstlouis.com.
It's time for a final check on traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, it's been a tough ride home, and it's not getting much better in some areas. This accident on southbound 55, actually there's two of them. One that was at Highway Z, looks like that's been cleared, but the other one's down by Herculaneum McNutt. That has traffic backed up from Highway M all the way down through McNutt. Now it looks like we've got a new accident on westbound 270 right before Highway 203 that's got traffic backed up near Highway 255. Does look like they have cleared the accident on westbound 70 ramp to St. Charles Rock Road. You still have jammed up traffic from Highway 170 to Lindbergh, but then things open up after that. Eastbound 40 drivers still jamming up from Timberlake Manor through Mason, then from Lindbergh all the way in through Big Bend. Westbound 40 drivers a little bit better now. You're at Boyle, and that goes out through McCausland, but then you're heavy again between Highway 170 out through Lindbergh. And it looks like on eastbound 270, the only slowdown we have is right at Lindbergh and again at New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. If you want more information, go to positivecoach.org. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Hewer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weesey. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show.
Aroldis Chapman is now a Chicago Cub.
When he's right, you can't touch this guy. I saw the numbers, the Cardinals against Chapman, something like 090. There is no comparison. There is no team on paper that stacks up to the Chicago Cubs right this second.
6:30 tonight
on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Institute of Natural Health is St. Louis's premier destination for natural health care. Tune in to Naturally Speaking, Sundays at 5 o'clock, and find a better way to achieve wellness. News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Thank you for joining us. If you would, please take a moment, thank a police officer. They'd appreciate it. And have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You do get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
St. Louis County moves a step closer to banning the sale of cigarettes to anyone under the age of 21. Who is opposing the legislation?
And the O'Fallon, Missouri police are looking for help tonight as they're searching for surveillance video in their case against murder suspect Pam Hupp.
Something different. No rain, no thunderstorms, but the humidity is still locked in place. We'll take a look at that forecast right through the weekend.
And hear what Cardinals star Adam Wainwright has to say about a new ballpark named after him.
First on Fox 2 News at 6, St. Louis County lawmakers move closer to raising the tobacco buying age to 21.
The idea has many butting heads. Fox 2's Melanie Moon is here now to tell us about a county council hearing today that brought out some opponents to the measure. Melanie?
Well, Tobacco 21 is a move that is sweeping the nation.